Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, we do welcome you today to this broadcast time here on the Sounds of Faith, brought to you by the good faithful listeners of and members of Faith Baptist Church here in Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, I'm his associate and your host today on the broadcast, Brother Johnny Owens. Glad to have you along with us, and we've got a lot of good music going on, and going to have some going on, and a message I believe will help us in these days in which we live. Right out of the King James Bible, amen, and looking forward to what God has in store for us today, and we're excited about it, and I hope that you'll stay with us for the next 30 minutes of song and sermon, and it might be a blessing unto our souls today. Amen. Well, we're going to get started with a good choir number. I hope you enjoy. This is one of the newer songs that we've been singing, and I hope it'll bless your heart. Talking about, I'm going to trade the old cross in for a crown one of these days. Amen. I hope it'll be a blessing to you.
Walk away. Amen.
Hey, a lot of folk have done that. Hey, I'm sad to say that. A lot of folk have walked away from the old-fashioned convictions of the Word of God. So they've listened. A lot of folk have walked away from the King James Bible. And a lot of people walked away from friends that still hold the principles of the Word of God and the Word of God as the Word of God. Amen. Oh, but listen to me, friend. There's still some that is held fast to the Word of Life. And praise God. Listen, one of these days we'll trade in the old cross for a crown. Amen. But until then, we'll go on worshiping Him and loving Him and trying to work for Him here on the broadcast time. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Many of you hear us every day on the broadcast time. We'd love to have you come and be a part of the services here at Faith. And we are, you can tell by the music that you hear and the Bible that we use. We're an old-fashioned Bible fundamental church. Amen. Baptist Church. We make no apologies for any of that. Amen. And we'd love to have you come and visit. Now, this coming Wednesday night, we'll have our prayer meeting service at 7. And then on the Lord's Day is our Sunday services at 10 o'clock Sunday school, worship at 11, and 6 o'clock for the evening service. Amen. However, this Wednesday night service will be under the out here under the tent at the Crossroads Rescue Missions Jubilee. Amen. Starts tonight and at 7 o'clock. And so come on by. I think Brother Sidney Weaver is preaching tonight. And I want to say right side that you hear on the broadcast several times. You're going to hear some of them this week. They'll be singing tonight and tomorrow night, I understand, here under the old gospel tent at the Crossroads Rescue Missions annual Jubilee. And, of course, that's Monday through Friday night. And now on Thursday morning at 9:30 and Friday morning at 9:30, there'll be morning services here in the auditorium of the church. And lunch will follow those two services. And there is a free meal that's been offered at 5 o'clock before the services in each evening. Now, there'll be other concessions that you can purchase to help with the Crossroads Rescue Mission. Hey, but the meal, I understand, is free. So come by and get you some food. Now, don't come and eat and leave. No, don't do that. Come and stay for the service here at the Crossroads Rescue Missions annual Jubilee. Amen. Brother Rocky Shelton, the executive director, invites you to attend. And I know it'll be a blessing to your heart. Amen. Well, here is the orchestra. Going to play one for you today. I hope it'll bless your heart. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Wonderful job there by our orchestra. Hey, I know I'm partial. I know I'm prejudiced, but I tell you what, that's just good, solid, Christ-honoring music right there. Amen. And I believe we can enjoy it. And I think it ought to be more than just enjoyment. I think it ought to be motivation. It should be a cultivation of our hearts and our souls, amen, getting us ready for the seed of the Word of God. And speaking of seed, amen, we'll have our truth for today, and we'll take it from out of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter number 26 and verse number 4. The Bible says, the King James Bible says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." You know, we should enlist our life in the service of the Lord forever. Don't worry about holding out. Hey, it's not, we're not have to hold out, for in Him there is everlasting strength. He says, "I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Well, how can we not have faith in God? Well, may God help us with that great truth. May it penetrate our hearts today. Amen. Well, it's time to pray, and I invite you to join us as we talk to our Heavenly Father. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we do bow before Thee today humbly, asking You, dear Lord, to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us where we have come short of Thy glory. Dear Lord, today I ask You, God, to accept our thanks and our praise, our adoration for being who You are, and God, for the answer to many of our prayers. God, the supply of our every need. We're thankful today for that which You've done. God, You've been good to us, and God, we give You glory. We give You praise. We give You honor. Now, Lord, I do pray, as many are as well, about situations in our heart and mind that, God, need to be touched by Thee. There are situations, Lord, that we've done all we can do. We said all we can say. But I pray that it'll be in Thy hands today. Lord, I pray for our dear friends who are listening, and every one of their needs today. I pray, oh God, that You'd meet every one. Thank You, dear Lord, for Your goodness. Thank You for what You've done for us already. And God, we understand, we know, and we realize. We have seen it firsthand. And what a merciful God that we do serve. And we're thankful today for that goodness that's in Thee. And I pray, God, now You'd bless the rest of the music and bless the thought in the message today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank You, dear Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to hasten right on here, and we're going to hear from Right Side at this time slot right here, and these fellows will be picking and singing in the Jubilee tonight here under the big gospel tent right here on the property of Faith Baptist Church, right on the corner of South Post Road and south of Shelby on 18 South, about 5 miles. You'll find us here, and here's a good song. Matter of fact, we'll hear two back to back here from Right Side. Amen. Since they're going to be singing tonight, and here's one that says, "Hey, He didn't stay dead." Amen. Praise God. I like this song.
Jesus told His disciples of things to come. He would be persecuted, beaten at the mall. The Son of Man they go. He didn't stay dead.
He didn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone. No, he won't stay gone.
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming to take us home.
To take us home. His blood has bought me.
His blood has bought me.
And his word has taught me.
And his word has taught me
that he didn't stay dead.
Stay gone, no, he won't stay gone.
In the Bible we're told he surely shall come, like a thief in the night with the trump of God, the King of stay dead, and he won't stay gone. He didn't stay dead.
He didn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone. No, he won't stay gone.
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming to take us home.
To take us home. His blood has bought me.
His blood has bought me.
And his word has taught me.
And his word has taught me.
Stay
dead. He didn't stay dead,
and he won't stay gone.
No, he won't stay gone.
No, he wouldn't stay dead.
He didn't stay dead,
and he won't stay gone.
Amen. Well, here's one more. This is What a Day That Will Be. This is Mama Crystal singing on this, and I believe that's right. Amen.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim. Forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Leads me through.
glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. Well, Wright's ought to be singing tonight at the Crossroads Rescue Missions Jubilee, and also tomorrow night as well. And of course, Brother Sidney Weaver is kicking off the meeting tonight, preaching the Word of God. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, my time has kind of got a little bit away from me today, but I really don't have an outline except some things that I've jotted down. And sometimes that's just the way it is with me. And, you know, I teach a Bible class in a high school, and my girls go to, and of course, I teach a class in a Bible college on Monday nights, and I'm sitting at the table. I go early. I don't have to teach to about 8, but I go early and out of respect to the other teachers, and I sit through their classes, and it's been very helpful. It's Charity Bible College right outside of Falston, Lawndale area. And just a simple, basic training of the Word of God, in the Word of God. But I was sitting there, and God spoke to my heart about this text. And I want to read to you. And I guess the premise of what I'm wanting to say today, in the days of this week, is sometimes I believe we are surprised by the digression, the digression, and the erosion of morality and of just good old common sense in our society. But you know what? The Bible tells us exactly that this is going to happen. And Peter and Timothy is being wrote to here. Paul's writing to young Timothy in chapter number 3 of 2 Timothy. And let me read. I want to read a few verses of this today and try to bring out two or three things this week out of this chapter. We're going to stay right in the Word of God. We may refer to another verse or two, but we'll take it right from the pages of the King James Bible. And the Bible says in verse number 1, of 2 Timothy 3, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort they are which crept into houses, and led captive silly women laden with sin, and led away with divers lust, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. I know this is probably not the encouraging word that maybe you were typically accustomed to here on the Sounds of Faith. But I have to say this. No, I'm not encouraged by the outlook or the prospect of this country or this world. I'm certainly not excited about prospect of humanity here in this present hour in which we live. But I tell you what, the Bible makes it clear, this know also in the last days, perilous time shall come. Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be dark. It's going to be dreary in the last days. But you got to think it like this. That's the days in which Jesus is going to come. And I tell you what, we sometimes act like we are surprised that the world has gotten so rotten. Oh, but no friend. We're just gotten closer and closer to the coming of Jesus Christ in rapture for the church. And hey, listen, you have to take the bad with the good. And the bad is of what I just read to you. We'll look at more about that tomorrow. But the good is that Jesus is soon coming. And boy, I tell you today, he could come today. There's not one thing that would prohibit him from coming. I believe in rapture for the church today. Oh, friend, are you sure you're saved? Do you know for sure that you're going to heaven when you die? Oh, friend, saint of God, are you serving him? Are you sure about it? Oh, let's be faithful till he comes, and we'll continue with the thought again tomorrow, God being willing. Until then, God bless you is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.